Roosevelt, 1884 to 1962, the conscience of the New Deal, Eleanor Roosevelt, was denounced by the fascist press in Germany and Italy as a bad influence on her husband and ridiculed by the right-wing American press as the Great Gab. When Francis Cardinal Spellman accused her of anti-Catholicism for her opposition to federal aid to parochial schools, calling her an unworthy American mother, she responded with a wise self-possession, "The final judge, my dear Cardinal Spellman, of the worthiness of all human beings is in the hands of God." And these are her words. "It is often said that we are free, and then sneeringly it is added free to starve if we wish. In some parts of our country, that is no idle jest. Moreover, no one can honestly claim that either the Indians or the Negroes of this country are free. These are obvious examples of conditions which are not compatible with the theory of democracy. We have poverty which enslaves, and racial prejudice which does the same. There are other racial and religious groups among us who labor under certain discriminations, not quite so difficult as those we impose on the Negroes and the Indians, but still sufficient to show how we do not completely practice the democratic way of life. It is quite obvious that we do not practice a Christ-like way of living in our relationship to submerged people. And here again, we see that a kind of religion which gives us a sense of obligation about living with a deep interest in the welfare of our neighbors is essential to the success of democracy." This has been produced by Hecate and read by Katz, engineered by Gail Dennison Muller for KMED's special series honoring women during Women's History Month in March. Thank you for listening.